This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, this is a great place to do this, Steve. Before today's letter, the strawberry letter, I thought I was dating him, not his mama. We're going to get to that. We need to encourage our listeners, our Steve Harvey Nation, especially our Tennessee voters, to get to the polls today, okay? If you are not registered or if you have any questions about the November 3rd election, go to whenweallvote.org. We have now 89 days left until November 3rd. It's going fast, isn't it? Mm. All right. General election is November 3rd, so get to the
going
polls.
Damn.
Yes.
Me at the poll.
We want to encourage you, all right? And it is time now for today's strawberry letter. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and just click submit strawberry letter, okay? We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, strawberry letter.
All right, thank you, nephew. Subject, I thought I was dating him, not his mama. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 29-year-old woman, and I was in a relationship with a 31-year-old man. We both have degrees and promising careers. He came from a solid middle-class family, and I was raised by a single mother with very humble beginnings. We have been dating for 2 years, and my boyfriend's mother does not like me. He told his mom he always tried to hook him up. He told me that his mom had always tried to hook him up with successful women in town, but he was never interested. I tried to overlook her, and I was pleasant whenever I was around her. I can tell when she's saying nasty things about me on the phone because my boyfriend has a nervous laugh, and then he would rush her off the phone. He recently moved back home with his parents to save money to buy a house, so I have to visit him there. He has asked me to make myself comfortable when I'm there, but it's hard. His mom has said to me, it's not your fault you were not exposed to certain things growing up. And she has called me ghetto a few times and tried to laugh it off. But the most hurtful thing was a text exchange my boyfriend had with his mom. She texted him that he could do better and be with a classy woman. He responded to her and said that she didn't need to worry because I'd only be around for a season, not a lifetime. I told him I checked his messages and I broke up with him. He said he didn't mean it. He only said that to end the conversation with his mom. He made his mom call me to apologize, and I ended up basically cursing her out. My boyfriend said there's no way we could ever be together since I did that. I don't see anything wrong with standing up for myself after all the stuff his mama has done to me. Has she won in the end? Well, sis, I cannot go with you on this one because you did say you cursed his mom out, right? Well, you can't do that. I know she's disrespectful. I know all of that. The fact that you didn't see anything wrong with it is really a problem. And he's not going to forgive you for that. And I'm all for you standing up for yourself. Don't get me wrong. But I just think you went too far with the cursing out of the mom. I know. Like I said, she's disrespectful to you. She's completely out of line, calling you names, ghetto, and all that kind of stuff. But that is his mom. He's supposed to check her when it comes to you. You should direct your anger to him, not her. But then again, he's obviously a mama's boy, right? And he's not going to do it. That's why you need to leave him just right where he is. After 2 years, haven't you had enough of her and him? After 2 years, he doesn't defend you. And when you do stand up for yourself, then, you know, he can't see a future for you guys. And let me tell you this. I think you have been standing up for yourself quite well. You've been doing it forever. So what, he was raised in a nice middle-class family. That's great. You know, lucky him. But I say to you, take your eyes off them and just look at your accomplishments for a second. You said that you came from humble beginnings and a single mom. And look at what you've accomplished. You finished college. You have a promising career, you said. I say again, you've done quite well for yourself. They should be congratulating you. She should be welcoming you to the family, happy that you're dating her son. They shouldn't be hating on you. They definitely have this situation twisted. And, you know, you may as well know it now. You see it, don't you? Mama's boy is not going to be able to get past you cussing out his mom. So, I mean, I don't see a future here because he's not going to stand up to his mom. And that's what you're going to have to need if you want to, you know, go any further in this relationship with mama's boy. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. Steve?
Good riddance. That's what you should be saying to yourself right now. You found out just in the nick of time what you were dealing with. Both of you all got degrees, promising careers. He came from a solid middle ground. You had humble beginnings. We've been dating 2 years. Your boyfriend and mother don't like you. She's always tried to hook him up with successful women, but he was not interested. You always tried to overlook her. You were pleasant whenever you're around her. She talked nasty about you. He recently, hit a part right here. This is where the letter turns for me. He recently moved back home with his parents to save money to buy a house. That rarely happens.
Because he moved back home, you're saying?
At 31.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
To save money to buy a house. People buy houses without moving back home all the time. So I don't get this part, man. That part right there sounds real shaky to me. And when we come back, I'm going to agree with Shirley 100%. This is a mama's boy.
Oh,
this
yeah.
a mama's boy, man. Run now, girl, because this he not fitting to stop being a mama's boy. He done already moved back home at 31.
Right.
How much more of a boy can you be?
All right, Steve, hang on right there. We'll have part two of your response coming up to today's Strawberry Letter at 23 minutes after the hour. The title, I Thought I Was Dating Him, Not His Mama. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, I thought I was dating him, not his mama.
Well, you thought wrong. You're dating his mama. He's a mama's boy.
Right.
Both of y'all got degrees. He middle class. You grew up humble. Here the whole problem. His mama don't like you. She thinks he could have did better. She don't think you it. You've tried to be nice to her. You overlook all the stuff. She talked to you real nasty. Now, your boyfriend recently moved back home with his parents to save money to buy a house. Now, look, people move back home to save money. I got that. Not 31-year-old men.
Right.
31-year-old men don't go back home. I just don't, man, unless you just out on luck. No, he going back to save money. This a mama's boy, man. I'm sorry. You know, and then he asks you to make yourself comfortable when you're over there. You're in somebody else's house. But it's hard. His mom said to you, it's not your fault you were not exposed to certain things growing up. She done called you ghetto a few times, tried to laugh it off. But the hurtful thing for you was a text exchange you saw between him and his mama. She texted him that he could do better and be with a classy woman. He responded to her and said that she didn't need to worry because you'd only be around for a season, not a lifetime. Then you told the dude you checked his message and I broke up with him. He said he ain't mean it. He only said that at the end of the conversation with his mom. Wait a minute, hold up.
Wow.
If you want to end the conversation with your mom, you hang up the phone. Just hang down. Hey, mama, I got to go now. You ain't got to text that back. He texted that because he meant it. Now, did he have his mama call you to apologize? Yeah, but you knew it was a weak apology, so you cussed her out. Now, I agree with Shirley. That's the mistake you made. You got to stay on the high side, sister. But this was a great learning experience because this traumatic moment exposed a couple of flaws in the relationship. Because after you cussed his mama out, but he wants you to forgive him for saying she only for a season, she ain't going to be with me for a lifetime. He wants you to forgive that, but he ain't going to forgive you cussing his mama out.
Right.
My boyfriend said there was no way we could ever be together since I did that. I don't see anything wrong with standing up for myself. That's the ghetto way. You better believe that, girl. That's the ghetto way. Hold on to that because that's going to come in handy a few more times in your life. Stand up for yourself. But there's other ways of standing up for yourself. Right. She's an old, bitter chick. Just let her ride it out. You 29, fine. Now, he ain't got you no more. But he done just took his mama's side. There's no way we could be together after this. I say good riddance. You discovered he's a mama's boy. What you want to do? You got to go over to even date him. Now, how does this work now? How do you go back over there with him? He's still at his mama's damn house. You done cussed her out. How comfortable you finna get over there now?
Right.
You couldn't get comfortable at first. Now you done cussed her ass out.
And she says she didn't feel bad.
No, this relationship is over.
It is. It's done.
But it was over with before you cussed her out. Mm-hmm. It was over with when he said, you only going to be around for a season, not a lifetime. It was over then.
After 2 years, he said that.
You didn't even have to cuss his mama out. You should have cussed him out.
Yeah.
And went on about your business. But this is good riddance. This can never work. His mother will always bring it up. She'll forever be nasty. Mm-hmm. He's going to be forever be a mama's boy. And he's going to be in that house for a long time. Because I don't know how long it takes to save up for a house at 31. But it take a while.
Yeah.
It take a while. So he's going to be at the house. And you dating a dude that's 31 to live with his mom and daddy. What? Girl, you could do way better than that by yourself.
Yeah, and they're putting her down and making her feel badly because of the way she was brought up and all of that. That's not cool.
Hey, I was brought up poor.
Yeah.
I mean, all of us.
Single mom. I have a single mom raised me. Come on. You've done quite well for yourself. Quite well.
You should have just cussed him out.
Exactly. That's where your anger should
be. But I guess, you know, you said mama might as well get some too with this fake ass apology. Right. Well, I didn't really mean it like that. I was saying you ghetto just because you live over there on Martin Luther King. That's the only reason I said that. And, you know, the fact that you tries to come over and sometimes and you don't know things, we was going to work with you. Uh-uh. We was going to try to put you in and, you know, cultivate you.
Cultivate.
But, you was just so far deep in the hood, it almost wasn't no saving you. But I'm sorry I said you was ghetto. But did I lie? Oh,
yeah, man. That's a weak apology
right there. Oh, she lit her drawers on fire and went at that old hag. No, I say good riddance, sister. Congratulations, you know.
Mm-hmm. Move on.
But you'll never be able to make this relationship work because to see him, you got to go over there.
Yeah.
And he at his mama's house. You just cussed her out. Yeah, well, here come the cusser. Well, look who here.
Yeah, I guess she told me.
Little Miss Ghetto, I guess you told me.
She'll never live it down, ever.
No.
All right, listen. If you have comments on today's Strawberry Letter, please post them, okay? On Instagram or Facebook at Steve Harvey FM, and then check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.